हरे कृष्ण।
जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गिरिवरधारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन, जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन, ब्रज जन रंजन, जय जय यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय राधा। गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे। जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा। जय श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद नित्याय गौर हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल। कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरोत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Text Number 1. The chapter is entitled Birth of Emperor Parikshit. Shaunaka uvacha Ashwatthamno pasrishtena अश्वत्थाम्नोपसृष्टेन ब्रह्मशीष्णोष्णुचेजसा उत्तरायाहतो गर्भ ईशेन जीवितः पुनः ఈశేనా జీవితః పునః. శౌనక ఉవాచ అశ్వత్థామ్నోపసృష్టేన బ్రహ్మశీష్ణోను తేజసా ఉత్తరాయాహతో గర్భ ఈశేన జీవితః పునః. అశ్వత్థామ్నోపసృష్టేన బ్రహ్మశీర్ష్ణోను తేజసా ఉత్తరాయాహతో గర్భ నా జీవిత పునః. శౌనక ఉవాచ అశ్వత్థామ్నోపసృష్టేన బ్రహ్మశీర్ష్ణోరు తేజసా ఉత్తరాయాహతో గర్భ ఈశేనా జీవితః పునః. శౌనక ఉవాచ అశ్వత్థామ్నోపసృష్టేన బ్రహ్మశీష్ణోరు తేజసా ఉత్తరాయాహతో గర్భ ఈశేనా జీవితః పునః. మాతాజీ, వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. శౌనక ఉవాచ, ద సేజ్ శౌనక సెడ్, అశ్వత్థామ్న ఆఫ్ అశ్వత్థామ, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ ద్రోణ, ఉపసృష్ట్రేణ బై రిలీజ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మసృష్ణ, ద ఇన్విన్సిబుల్ విపన్ బ్రహ్మశాస్త్ర, సారీ బ్రహ్మాస్త్ర, ఉరు తేజస by high temperature, uttaraya of uttara, mother of parikshit, hataha being spoiled, garbha womb, ishena by the supreme lord, ajivita brought to life, punaha again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: the sage Shaunaka said, the womb of Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit, was spoiled by the dreadful and invincible Brahmastra weapon released by Ashwatthama. But Maharaj Parikshit was saved by the Supreme Lord. Purport: the sages assembled in the forest of Naimisharanya inquired from Suta Goswami about the birth of Maharaj Parikshit. But in the course of the narration, other topics like the release of the Brahmastra by the son of Drona, his punishment by Arjuna, Queen Kunti Devi's prayers, the Pandavas' visit to the place where Bhishma was lying, his prayers, and thereafter the Lord's departure for Dwaraka were discussed. His arrival at Dwaraka and residing with the 16,000 queens, etc., were narrated. The sages were absorbed in hearing such descriptions. But now they wanted to turn to the original topic, and thus the inquiry was made by Shaunaka Rishi. So the subject of the release of the Brahmastra weapon by Ashwatthama is renewed. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. श्रीचैतन्या मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू welcome all devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class and also seek your blessings so that I may be able to speak something for your pleasure and for my own purification as well as on this great subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we are starting this new chapter entitled The Birth of Emperor Parikshit Maharaj. So as we have been discussing over the last maybe few months, there were a list of questions which was asked by these sages who had assembled at Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi. They had asked about four questions. The first question was about the history of Srimad Bhagavatam itself, how Srimad Bhagavatam appeared and where, and about the place, the Naimisharanya and about Vyasadeva. And the second question they had asked about was about Shukadeva Goswami himself, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. And question three was about Parikshit Maharaj, his birth and activities. And question fourth was, why did Maharaj Parikshit at the peak of his career, why he gave up everything to sit at the banks of Ganga and that too to fast until death. So these were the basic inquiries by the sages to Suta Goswami who had assembled over there. And while answering, Suta Goswami had described many events which were relating to these subject matters. How Srimad Bhagavatam was born and about Narad Muni and Vyasadeva Samvad there in chapters 4, 5 and 6. And then Shaunaka Rishi had asked that after Narad Muni departed, then what did Vyasadeva do? And so in the seventh chapter of this first canto, he describes how Vyasadeva, he went into samadhi and then he was able to get darshan of the Supreme Lord and as well as Maya Devi. And like this, and he further then went on to describe in the process how the son of Drona, Ashwatthama, he was punished, as is being described by Srila Prabhupada in today's purport, about how he was punished by Arjuna, Queen Kunti Devi's prayers, and the Pandavas, their visit to the battlefield of Kurukshetra again to take the blessings and the advice of Bhishma Dev along with Lord Krishna. So, and later on how Maharaj, Lord Krishna, he left, wanted to leave from Hastinapur, and then how his last chapter was how he entered Dwaraka. So, by listening to this entire thing, we can see, means how there are two qualities, one quality of the speaker, Suta Goswami, and also one quality of the sages who had assembled over there. So, while narrating, Suta Goswami, he is so much absorbed that he gets carried away in the remembrance of Lord Krishna, that he gets carried away and he describes so many different pastimes, which are maybe not directly connected, but then it actually, because his consciousness is purely fixed into Lord Krishna's leelas, he goes on to describe one after the other. Like a few years back when we were studying in Vidyapeet at Govardhan Eco Village, that time we used to say, he takes a detour. That became a very favorite word to describe this, taking a detour. So, here we see that a person who is actually absorbed in the remembrance of the Lord, he gets carried away by various topics and various leelas of the Lord. Like once, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, in one of the Vrindavan Yatras, he started the talk, lecture, and then somehow the other, he got carried away into the lives and the teachings of the six Goswamis, which was not actually the topic which he had intended to begin. But then almost like 15-20 minutes he spoke, and then he said, oh, actually I had wanted to begin some other topic, but then I got carried away. So that is the nature of an advanced devotee. Advanced devotees, they are not like a tape recorder that you can start, switch on and switch off. Because they are absorbed, or they are relishing the pastimes of the Lord, so then when you ask them to speak, then you have to give them that freedom. And it's not that you can say that, okay, you have to speed up or you're diverting from the topic. But they want to pour their heart out. Just like, it's not very difficult for us to understand, because we can relate to it. It's like, maybe sometimes when we go to the internet to browse on some certain topic, but then some pop-up comes up, some video comes up, and then we go into that, then to something else, and then to something else, and then maybe a couple of hours pass away, and then we realize that what I had started to explore or to find out, that is left aside. So this is what happens. And so we can see that Suta Goswami is also speaking about Lord and Lord's devotees' pastimes, and the audience or the hearers, because they are also attentive and they are also relishing this, because they also are eager to receive this nectar, they also hear with rapt attention, without, and allow the flow to continue. But at the same time, due to their attentiveness, then they are bringing back the original question which they asked, about the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, which was still unanswered. So they are coming back. It's not that many times while discussing, we may forget the original question or the topic, and then we may get into something else. That is a characteristic of Kali Yuga. But here we can see these sages who are fully absorbed in hearing the glories of Lord Krishna and his devotees. They are attentive, and then time and again we can see in the quality of Shukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami, the Shaunaka Rishi, Parikshit Maharaj, that they come back to the original questions which they have asked, and they want to listen. So another good quality which we can see is that when the hearers are attentive and they are eager to hear, then they can draw very the nectar which is stored in the hearts of the speaker. If the listeners are actually not so interested, then the speaker may also not be so much keen into speaking what is there in his heart. So it is very necessary that the listeners should also be eager to hear. Just like there is the example that if you see, there maybe a few years back, like we were using CDs a lot. So if you see a CD, it just looks like a shiny metallic disc, or made of, looks like metallic, but it's actually plastic. But then, if you, by looking at the CD, you don't know anything. You cannot understand. Only when you put it into a CD drive and you explore, then you can find out, oh, there is such nice music or Krishna Katha, which is actually stored in that. Or a pen drive also, nowadays we see, it looks very inert. But when you connect it to a laptop or to a player, then you can actually relish what is stored in that. So similarly, the speaker may be compared to a CD disc or a pen drive, but the hearer, who is actually very eager to listen, he is like the player who actually is able to get out what is there inside the heart of the speaker. And also, there is another example, like we have this soda bottle. Externally, if you see, it looks just like a plain water or something like that. But only once somebody punctures it or pokes into it, then the effervescence, it comes out. So similarly, a devotee's heart is actually full of brimming with the pastimes of the Lord. And only when an eager hearer is there, then all those pastimes can actually come out. Like a couple of days I was there in Mira Road, and there is this devotee, Jagadishwar Prabhu, senior devotee from Hyderabad. And he is also a chartered accountant, practicing for almost 30-40 years. And at the same time, he has so much of relish for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sikshashtakam prayers. And he's been dwelling on that. So, if there is any one topic or anything, he says, everything can actually be related to Sikshashtakam prayers. So he, and it's just one question if you ask, then he can, he himself confesses, I can go on speaking for hours together. So that is the type of realization and understanding which he has gathered over so many years of practicing Krishna consciousness. So, even in Srimad Bhagavatam class, many times we see that when the speaker speaks. Sometimes there are some speakers who just speak for 15-20 minutes, like His Holiness Jayadeva Swami Maharaj. And after that he says questions, if you have it. And he relishes in giving answers to questions. So, and depending on the hearer, if nobody asks any question, then the class may be end there itself. So, or the other day also, Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj was here, and he gave such a nice class. And in the end, when he asked for questions, our Sri Vishwambhar Prabhu had asked one question relating to how brahmacharis in the ashram, they are, and devotees, sadhakas, they are serving in the mission, but at the same time we are not able to set a relationship with the Lord. We are not able to feel that. So then Maharaj gave a very profound answer. This is one line which was very, very important for each and every one of us. He said, the basis of any relationship is service. If there is no service, then there will not be any relationship. So this is such a very important statement, which was able to, which came out by the question of one of the audience. So, here we can see, when we read through Srimad Bhagavatam, it is actually a combination of both spontaneity as well as systematic presentation. There is this element of spontaneous speech, as well as there is a systematic progression. Like we see, Srimad Bhagavatam, it discusses 10 topics. Sarga, Visarga, Sthanam, Poshanam, like that. And there is a gradual systematic progression for the hearer, one who listens. And through from Canto 1 up to Canto 12. And at the same time, there is a lot of room for spontaneity of the speaker and the hearer when they ask questions. And that's why there is a very good balance, and that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is relished by devotees for such a long time. You know. So, just like we see, the speaker, Suta Goswamiji, he is discussing various topics and related topics as it comes to him in his heart. And at the same time, there is systematic progression for the audience or the hearer. Just like we see, we have experienced, means when there are experienced cooks, like at our home, our mother and grandmother, and all those who have been, those who have learnt in disciplic succession, and from their mothers. So they have spontaneity, means when you ask them how you make something, they say it's very simple, you add this, you put some oil, heat it, and then put some jeera, some this, the various masalas and all, and that's how you prepare. But in their spontaneity, there is lot of science behind cooking. It's not simple. It's not that just you add many things and you put it on the stove or the gas, then the thing will be prepared. It's actually a science, means how even if a simple thing like chalk, putting chalk, there is a science behind that. First you have to heat the oil, then you put first the rai, then you put the urad dal, and then the other spices, like that. So, consciously, unconsciously, there is a spontaneity as well as at the same time there is a system of how cooking is done. Like, you won't see that our mothers or grandmothers, when you ask them a recipe, then they have to take out their tablet or notes to see what has to be done after that. It is in their blood itself. That is because it is come spontaneous, because they have learned it from in that way. So, here also we can see the speaker, Suta Goswami, Shukadev Goswami, they are all fully trained or fully blossomed devotees, and they unconsciously they are presenting this Krishna consciousness in a very systematic way, and at the same time they are mixing so many relishable pastimes of the Lord, the leelas, the stories, which makes a very pleasurable for the hearers to hear. And today is also the very auspicious day of Rath Yatra. Jagannath, all devotees are very eagerly awaiting for this year, for the last, we can say, not only 1 year, last 3 years, maybe through 2 years of pandemic, we were not able to celebrate this very, very esoteric pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is like this Rath Yatra is a leela which is representing the highest level of love of the Supreme Lord. And also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is appearing in the mood of Srimati Radharani, how he is pulling Lord Jagannath's rath from Dwarka, like yesterday Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj was describing so vividly, that from Dwarka, which is actually represented in the as Jagannath temple, as the Sri Mandir, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with all devotees in assistance to the gopis of Vrindavan and headed by Srimati Radharani, they are pulling this rath and taking Lord Jagannath along with his brother Baladeva and Subhadra Mai to Sundarachal or Gundicha Mandir, which is representing Vrindavan Dham. So this is a very, very beautiful pastime, and in this pastime also we can see there is this element of a spontaneous love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he is dancing and chanting in this in kirtan and pulling the rath to Jagannath ji, and at the same time there is planning and organization, systematic arrangements which is done to ensure that this spontaneous love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be relished by he himself and all the devotees also. Like there is lot of, so much planning is required to organize such a Rath Yatra. Even in a small scale, like today we have Rath Yatra in Bombay, like today in Mira Road, as in Ghatkopar and so many other places. All over India, all over the world, Rath Yatra is being celebrated in such a pomp and so much grandeur. It requires a lot of planning at the same time and organization. At the same time, the spontaneity or the love which is expressed by devotees through the medium of kirtan and dancing and chanting and of course prasad. So that all also has to be arranged. So we can see that this management and organization in the Rath Yatra at the background of the spontaneous love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually to facilitate the spontaneous devotional expression of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we can say that this management and organization is like salt. In any preparation, if the salt is in the right proportion, then actually you don't taste the salt at all. You don't see that, oh, at the same time it gives the taste of the item or the dish, the best taste which can come out of that dish. That is, if the salt is proper. At the same, if the salt is too much, then what happens, you can only, you immediately, whenever, as soon as you put it in your mouth, what you can experience is only salt. So similarly, so management and organization should not be excessive. It should be the right proportion so that the devotee's experience of the process of bhakti, the process of devotional service can be relished by them. At the same time, if there is no salt, then also, and you can see that there will be chaos and mismanagement, and then if there is no proper arrangement, then things will be anarchy. You see, even the arrangements are there for keeping the shoes in the proper shoe stall and all. Otherwise, people may be removing their shoes anywhere and everywhere. And that will actually create a not a very good ambience or not a cleanliness. So, we can see that the right proportion of the organization and management actually helps to bring out the spontaneous devotional experience of the devotees in the process of bhakti. So, this Rath Yatra pastime, which is one of the most esoteric pastime of bringing the Lord of Dwarka to Vrindavan, or from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan by the gopis. At the same time, this is such an event or such a pastime of the Lord, where the Lord expresses his highest compassion upon the most fallen souls. Lord Jagannath, he is himself coming out from his palace of Sri Mandir and coming out to meet with all the various fallen conditioned souls and to bless them by with his darshan. And for maybe who may have never thought of going into the temple, or for various reasons they are not able to, or they don't want to go inside, the Lord himself is coming out and coming out to greet them, to meet with them, and to give his blessings and his compassion by his darshan. So normally, if there is any coaching class or something where students are enrolled for, say, IIT or for engineering exams, competitive exams and all, or medical entrance, so we see that these classes are all focused to cater to a very elite or a very high class of student with certain aptitude. Same classes may not be relevant for somebody who is very, very poor in studies. He just wants to pass in his exam and all. That same person will not be able to take that same class. But here we can see, because Lord is supreme, through one Leela itself, he is able to present the highest level of esoteric loving pastimes between Lord Krishna and the gopis. And at the same time, he is able to connect with or to provide a facility whereby the conditioned souls who have actually come down to this material world only because of having the separatist or an mentality again with the Lord. They did not want to enjoy with the Lord, rather they wanted to enjoy separate from the Lord. So that is why, to bring them back to the spiritual world, Lord is enacting this pastime of a Rath Yatra. So just like in today's verse, how it is described that the womb of Mother Uttara, it was actually spoiled by the dreadful and invincible Brahmastra weapon released by Ashwatthama. But Maharaj Parikshit was saved by the Supreme Lord. So we can see that just like the womb of Mother Uttara, even our consciousness, our has been contaminated, or it has been spoiled by the various anarthas which we have. We fallen or baddha jivas, because of the various anarthas, we have left the association of the Supreme Lord, and we are suffering over here. And Lord Krishna or Lord Jagannath, through this pastime, he is actually giving an opportunity to how to save our consciousness, how to bring us back to the pure consciousness, so that we can relish the love of Supreme Lord. Like in today's Kali Yuga, we can all relate that this is Kali Yuga, means the age of degradation. We see there is air pollution, there is water pollution, there is pollution of food, and there is pollution of the soil. So much of contamination is there. Like recently we have seen that there is this movement of how to save the soil. At the same time, it is also important that we need to save the consciousness. Our consciousness has also degraded. So it is important. Of course, protecting the environment is very important. Once, like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was traveling by a flight, and chanced to meet with the then environmental minister. And so she had asked Maharaj, okay, your organization, you are doing spiritual things and all, so how about, what are you doing for the environment? So at that time, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he replied back that just like the external environment is there, which needs to be taken care of, which needs to be protected, which needs to be purified, at the same time there is a environment within, there is this consciousness within our heart, which is also polluted because of so many anarthas. So through the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So by this process, we are actually able to, purifying the environment which is within. So this is actually very important. Means to protect the external environment also, we are taking so many efforts to reduce the pollution. At the same time, this process of internal purification is also very important. Like Srila Prabhupada says that the misuse of independence is the reason why we have landed ourselves in this material world. You know? And this is actually the foolish mentality of ours. Means it, he says it's causeless. Why did we revolt against Krishna, or why we wanted to enjoy separately? He says it's actually causeless. And so this foolish mentality has led us. Earlier we were having a perfect relationship with the Lord. But then because of this causeless disobedience or disservice to the Lord, we have come, we have become a subject of evil mentality. Like this is the part of the discussion which I was having with Jagdishwar Prabhu. So he was mentioning that because of this evil mentality, it leads to four other aspects of change in consciousness. That is, we become envious. We have this envious mentality. We are envious of the Lord. Then the doership mentality. We consider that we are only the doers and not the Lord. And there is fruitive mentality. We want to enjoy the fruits of whatever work we are doing. And there is this cheating mentality, which has actually, and all these things put together actually can be concised as the rebellious mentality. Because we have rebelled against the Supreme Lord, we have landed up in this Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. And the process through Shikshasakam or Cheto Darpana Marjan, one can actually clean the seat of the heart. Yes. Just yesterday we had this and the Gundicha Marjanam festival. Basically, there are in Jagannath temple, there are as per the Skanda Puran, there are 12 main festivals which are celebrated. And one of them is the Snan Yatra, and now this Rath Yatra, and then many other festivals. So these are one of the main festivals of Shri, of Jagannath Ji. And this through this process of cleaning, the Gundicha Marjan, we can actually, like even the process of cleaning, if we see, there is the regular cleaning which we do. Maybe the regular chadu, pocha or the we do. And also there is the deep cleaning. Deep cleaning means you get into the details. You can use various equipment to have a detailed cleaning. So similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, by the process of Gundicha Marjan, first he asked all the devotees, he engaged all the devotees, gave them brooms like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was describing. And he asked all devotees to first broom and collect all the base, the big dust or kachara, whatever. And then he asked the devotees to again do the cleaning. That is the deep cleaning. So that our the finer dust can be removed. First with the cloth, and then eventually he arranged that will bring water from the Narendra Sarovar, and then clean completely, very nicely, very deeper cleaning. So we can see that here Jagannath Ji is also so merciful that He is providing us, and through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process of cleaning our consciousness by doing service and at the same time by chanting and dancing and participating in this process of devotional service. So that all our anarthas can be removed. So Jagannath Ji is also coming out and his eyes are open, big, wide. So he is looking at all people and seeing that whose heart is clean so that I can come and reside over there. So by engaging in this process, if we are able to cleanse our heart from various anarthas, from this various mentality of enviousness, ownership, doership, fruitive mentality and envious mentality, then we will become grateful and engage in this process of bhakti and also Today is also a very auspicious day of which is also connected to the event of Rath Yatra. We have the disappearance day of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Shivananda Sen's disappearance day. So I would like to just take a few minutes to discuss because on this day, speaking and hearing about the various acharyas, various senior devotees, actually helps us to access their mercy also. So, Swarup Damodar Goswami, as has been described in the various scriptures, he is none other than Vishakha Devi, Vishakha Sakhi. And Ramananda Rai is Lalita Sakhi. Of course, and they are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one of the confidential associates. And one of the closest associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, his name was Purushottam Acharya, who was Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he knew exactly the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he used to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his various, he was known for his songs and his kirtan. Like during this Rath Yatra pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to organize the kirtan in through seven different parties. And the first party, the lead singer was Swarup Damodar and Advaita Acharyaji. And the other responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raghav Pandit and Sri Govindanand. And like that, there were seven different parties. One was led by Srivas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, one by Mukunda and Haridas Thakurji, Govinda Das and Gakrishwar Prabhu would lead the fourth team. And there were three other groups from various areas, one from Kulinagram, one from Shantipur and one from Kanda. So, in this way, so Swarup Damodar Goswami, he revealed to the world the innermost emotions of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the mood of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, was feeling the pangs of separation and his internal sentiments. And to soothe Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar would sing many songs from Gita Govind, from Krishna Karnamrat, and many other poems of Chandidas and Vidyapati. And throughout the day and night, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, they always stayed together with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 principal associates, and Swarup Damodar was Damodarji and Ramananda Rai, they were two of them. And the third one was Shikhi Mahati. And his sister was the half. So, just like Lalita and Vishakha Devi, they are Radharani's dearest gopis. So, similarly, Swarup Damodar or Vishakha Sakhi and Ramananda Rai, Lalita Sakhi, are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most confidential associates. And there are many leelas of pastimes. He actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he was unable to bear the pangs of separation and immediately went to Vrindavan. And there he also took sannyas. And upon the instruction of his spiritual master, he studied the Vedic scriptures. And then he came to Navadip Dham to associate with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, actually the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had written, that is all based on the Kadachas written by Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he also had written the Sangeeta Damodar. So, and his Samadhi is there in the 64 Samadhis in Vrindavan. So, we will discuss some about Shivananda Senji also. And because time has already passed, so I will just speak a few things. Of course, there are so many nice, beautiful leelas. So, if you would like to read more, you should make the best use of that. You can refer to Chaitanya Charitamrita or ISKCON Desire Tree. So, every year in the month of Chaturmas, during this 4-month period of Chaturmas, Shivananda Sen would lead a party of devotees from Bengal to Puri, so that they can attend this today's Rath Yatra event. And for that, he would make all the arrangements for that. So he was the Yatra organizer, and he would arrange for the food, for the arrangements, for the ferries, and he would also the toll tax, which it was there at that time also. So they had to be paid. And so Shivananda Sen had the responsibility of organizing this everything. So he, along with his wife and children, sometimes, many a times he would go alone just to ensure so that he does not have to take care of his own family immediately. He can take care of all the devotees. So Shivananda, he showed actually compassion not only to devotees, humans, but even to the animals. So it is described that once during their yatra, there was a small puppy dog which also joined them in that yatra. So Shivananda Sen, he took cares to ensure that he used to feed them every day, or he would instruct one of his assistants to take care of his needs. So, but one day suddenly that dog vanished, and so Shivananda Sen sent few of his assistants to search out where that has this dog gone. Like recently also, a few days back, when this Dindi Yatra is going for Pandharpur, so it was shown in one of the WhatsApp videos that a deer was going along with the Kirtan party. And so we can see that how this Krishna consciousness is actually not only limited to humans, but even animals, if they have that right consciousness, they are able to develop this attraction to the Lord and to His Kirtan, which is this our Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. And so then because they could not locate the dog, Shivananda Sen himself became very sad. In fact, he also did not eat at that day. And then later on, when he actually reached Puri, and then Shivananda Sen, he saw that, oh, that the puppy dog is playing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually feeding him with coconut pulp, whatever coconut water he had drunk, the pulp he was feeding him. And it's described, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, you chant Hari, chant Krishna. And the dog was actually barking, and by that way he was also chanting, it is described. And then eventually the next day, actually the next day onward, the puppy was not to be found. And everybody realized that actually he, by receiving the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the dog actually ascended to the spiritual world. So Shivananda Sen, he was a very, very close associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by serving the devotees, arranging for them during the yatra and all, in fact, he would, there is another pastime along with Nityananda Prabhu, when he was not able to make proper facilities, and Nityananda Prabhu became angry, and he actually cursed him that your son should die. This actually a very, very serious thing. But Shivananda Sen, Shivananda Sen's wife, she became very morose, and she started crying. And at that time, Shivananda Sen said, Ari, why are you crying? If I have not been able to provide proper facility to Nityananda Prabhu, I deserve worse than this. In that way, his mood was, he did never retaliated. Rather, he went to Nityananda Prabhu after making proper arrangements. He bowed down to him, and Nityananda Prabhu, in his transcendental ecstasy, he actually kept his foot on his head, and that way blessed him. And Shivananda Sen actually appreciated that what is not available for even Brahmaji, that fortune I have got by receiving the dust of your lotus feet upon my head. So in that way, Shivananda Sen, and there are so many other pastimes, and in his service to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through to various devotees, he has made his life successful. So on this most auspicious day of Rath Yatra, we can also take this opportunity to participate in the Rath Yatra wherever possible in Bombay. Many devotees have also gone to Puri to be participate over there. And by the causeless mercy of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, actually, he has given us this opportunity. One of the first temples which he had setup and the deities which he installed was that of Jagannath Ji, Baldev Ji, Subhadramai. So by his causeless mercy, he has given us access to this most sublime process of Krishna consciousness, which can actually remove all the impurities in our heart and make us eligible to go back to Godhead and serve in the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So thank you all very much for your patient hearing. Srila Prabhupada ki samaveta gaur bhakta vrinda ki jai. So I will not ask for questions because already we have crossed the time limit. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.